Good morning. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England, drying things out with the humidity levels dropping substantially. In fact, it's kind of crisp in some spots with higher locations getting into the upper 40s, but most of the region in the 50s to start the day. And quickly, with the sun coming up, we'll rebound through the 60s and into the 70s for afternoon highs. All the while, we'll have a light to moderate northwest breeze at about 10 miles per hour to keep the humidity levels down. Some energy still passing through the area in the mid-levels of the atmosphere may stir up a few scattered fair weather clouds and perhaps a sprinkle out of one or two of these clouds across the higher terrain, but that would be about it in terms of precipitation. Otherwise, a nice afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be completely clear, and this will allow temperatures to drop off more quickly. Where the winds go light, readings will drop all the way down into the lower to mid-50s for overnight lows. Some places, once again, will open up Friday morning in the 40s. As we get into the day on Friday, we'll rebound nicely once again through the 60s and 70s, with many places touching the 80-degree mark for an afternoon high, and the humidity will stay low. High pressure will drift off the eastern seaboard, but remain strong enough to keep it dry on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day, with a southwesterly wind flow developing, maybe a touch more humidity, but still in the comfortable range, and highs in the lower to middle 80s. On Sunday, more moisture will build in, so humidity levels will come up a bit, and temperatures will also, with readings in the lower to mid 80s and the chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. As we get into the early part of next week, a ridge of high pressure to our south in the mid-Atlantic region will bulge into the northeast. The result will be very warm to hot conditions again, with hazy sun mixed with clouds and rising humidity levels. We run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but the bigger story will be the return of the heat with high temperatures all 3 days in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread showers and thunderstorms will spread across the north central states as low pressure lifts through the plains and into the Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. Conditions favoring the development of strong to severe thunderstorms will be present with this system for the central and northern plains. Meanwhile, smoke from active wildfires continued to impact a large part of the Pacific Northwest. Much of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho continued to have air quality alerts in effect. However, with the cold front approaching the region, air quality should begin to improve. Farther south, monsoonal moisture returning to the southwest will increase the possibility for heavy rain across much of the southwest and Great Basin. Flash flood watches are in effect for sections of the Four Corners, as some of these storms have the capability of producing flash flooding, particularly in favorable terrain and urban areas. And Hurricane Lane will continue to move toward Hawaii in the next 24 hours, bringing dangerous surf and high tides at the very least, but flooding rains and damaging winds are also possible, especially if Lane makes a closer approach before weakening. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany early this morning, mostly clear skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 55, 87% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer is rising at 29.88 inches. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston, mostly sunny, mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the middle 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low, 68. The average temperature, 75, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday, 3.76 inches now for the month, which is 1.20 inches above normal, and 25.82 inches for the year, which is 0.57 of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 94, set in 1947 and in 1918, and the record low, 44, in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, a bit breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, a bit breezy today, pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and comfortably warm with low humidity, low 80s. Mostly sunny and warm on Saturday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity Sunday could lead to a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but mostly dry, lower to mid-80s. Hazy, hot, and humid Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with the chance of an isolated thunderstorm all 3 days with high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.